You're suing your own business.
He took all the money out of our accounts. My ex in college tried to end my life too. He pulls a gun out and he shoots at me with my son. What's going through your head? I am angry because I met my husband when he had nothing. You call yourself the business bestie.
I have a car dealership, collision shop, insurance agency.
Tell me the cheat code.
My social media page just grew because I would give like real business tips.
You shouldn't have anything in your name personally.
All your clients are not great clients.
Your breakthrough.
Leaving a toxic marriage, moved out the home, going to get a divorce.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I have interesting conversations with entrepreneurs who are doing outstanding things. But the twist is, I give you a fly on the wall perspective. This is like conversation with a friend, and I couldn't be more excited about the conversation that I'm about to have today with the fabulous, fabulous Joy Hunt. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I am so good. How are you?
I am fabulous.
You have like Valley Girl written all over you, and I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you briefly told me you're from LA.
Born and raised, yes.
Born and raised, but you moved to Orlando.
Well, born and raised in LA, went to school in Texas, then Alabama, went to law school in Louisiana, lived in Houston for about 20-something years, and then been in Orlando for about two.
Okay. So you've got some Southern girl in you a little bit. Let's get into it. So you call yourself the business bestie.
Yes.
Tell me what that means.
The business bestie is because I have been a business attorney since 2004, but then I've been a serial entrepreneur with businesses since about 2006.
Okay.
So I'm kind of combining the legal world with the real day-to-day business and running a brick and mortar business and trying to teach people how to actually start, grow, and run their business.
Okay. What was the business model or concept for you that kind of gave you your breakthrough? Like, this is it for me. I'm doing well. I'm successful. I can do this in my sleep.
To start what I'm doing now, this actually happened by happenstance.
Okay.
So 2021, I have a car dealership, collision shop, insurance agency. Leaving a toxic marriage.
Wait, that you owned? You owned these things?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and my soon-to-be ex-husband own these things.
Okay.
And leaving a toxic marriage, moved out the home, going to get a divorce, but he never thought I really was going to, like, leave. Like, I'm always just going to be there. And so one night in November, we were just having a conversation, and he pulls a gun out, and he shoots at me with my son about 5 to 10 feet from us, ran out the dealership, and I packed up all my things and moved to Orlando. Was working remote for about a month with the dealership, and then when I wouldn't drop the charges, he took all the money out of our accounts, locked me out of our businesses, so then I had to file a TRO, an injunction, and we are 3 years in the civil case and the divorce case. And so I had no money, and I have this son who is 11, 9 at the time, got these bills, and it's like I have to start all the way over from scratch. What do I do?
That had to be frightening. I mean, for so many reasons. The obvious one is someone literally tried to take your life. But then in the midst of that, dealing with a marriage that's now, were there signs for you? Like, was there a lead into the pulling out of the gun?
Yes, there were signs.
Okay.
There were signs. The violence has always been there.
Okay.
But the violence is, I'm going to bust a wall. I'm going to break a table. And then over the years, it went from the table to now I'm throwing things around you. Now I'm throwing things at you, but I would still never think you would pull a gun out. Once I saw the violence towards my son, so we'll push him real hard, then I was like, okay, we have a problem here. Once, it was maybe like a 30-day transition of me moving out the house before the shooting, and in that transition, there was another shooting at the dealership where he just had a gun in his head, and then he just shot 6 rounds in the lobby with customers in there running out.
What?
And I'm like, oh, we're definitely about to get sued. Like, we're so gonna get sued right now.
Okay, so anytime I tell the story about me having a situation where my ex in college tried to end my life too, I get so many DMs. I get DMs that go, oh my God, I've gone through this. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Mm-hmm. But then I get other DMs that say, wow, a woman like you, I wouldn't have expected that you be in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty for thinking that when I'm listening to you, I'm looking at how beautiful and poised and well put together you are, successful. And the nugget here for anybody who's watching is that people who are suffering don't have a look.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Don't have a look. You're finding yourself in this situation and you have to be thinking, like, what's going through your head when you're dealing with this?
I am literally spinning. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm spinning. Number two, I am angry mm-hmm. because I met my husband when he had nothing. Mm-hmm. I literally built this man, you know, helped him with everything, led all the businesses. And it's like, wow, like this is, you literally have no respect for me. But I was more disappointed in myself because as a woman, sometimes we put ourselves on like the back burner. We put everyone's needs in front of ours. And then eventually we aren't even on the burner.
Yeah.
And so I realized my whole life was make sure everyone around me was happy. And I'm just doing less and less and less for myself. Mm-hmm. Thinking this is okay. I'm a great mom because I'm taking care of everyone else. I'm a great wife. I'm not taking care of me. I was embarrassed. Like, yeah. Girl. How you allow, so it's a lot of things. So I was just trying to just deal with the day. How do I pay these bills? Mm-hmm. How do I make sure that my son is okay mentally? Because he saw everything. It's a lot. And then it's like, do I speak on it? Do I not speak on it? What is the backlash going to be? So I was kind of like in that limbo for a while.
Yeah. What gave you the courage to speak on it? Do you feel a responsibility to speak on it? Or did you just develop a mindset of this is my story and I'm telling it?
I first wanted to bring awareness to women who are thinking things are going to get better if they're in a toxic relationship. That is not going to get better. Mm-hmm. Okay. The abuse is not going to stop. And once it starts, it's only going to get worse. So I would start to post videos of there. You'll see stories day after day of a woman who had a restraining order and the guy still came and killed her and the kid. So I would post different things and I would just say, hey, you know, if you're in anything that's toxic or a little violent, it only gets worse. And some people would like it, but I got some people like, how would you know? You don't know what it's like to be. And I was like, oh, baby, let me tell you, I do know. And I'm being in them comments like, baby, don't let this makeup and this jewelry. Baby, I've been where every woman has been.
Yeah.
So I know what that feeling is like. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to speak about what I experienced because I feel that domestic violence kind of has like a stereotype around it, but it's happening over in the gated communities also. Mm-hmm. That no one mm-hmm. there is no voice for a woman. And when you have more stuff, you're more intertwined. And it's like, how do I leave without just pulling everything apart? I think a lot of women are stuck in that, like, do I leave? Do I stay? What do I do? What's gonna look like? If he's been taking care of the finances all this time, what is my life going to look like?
Yeah.
So that's why I started just speaking out on what I experienced. And I just got like, but I get so many other DMs of like, oh my gosh, you're such inspiration. Like, how did you do it? I get consultations. Baby, they will book a business structure consultation.
To talk about that.
And I go on and I'll see that face. Oh, I know exactly where she's at. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, I know I booked the business structure consultation, but I am just going through it. And I just need to know, like, what do I need to do? And I was like, well, maybe there is a need for women, not on the legal side of what do I get, but how do you unstuck yourself, right? How do you start making money if you've been dependent on this person financially? How do you start over? How do you start a business with no money? There's so many, how do I just start my new life questions that I get all the time.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
There are so many women. Would you say, before I ask this question, would you say that sharing your story on your social media page and any chance that you got paved the way for you to become the businesswoman that you are today? Or were you already the businesswoman prior to you sharing this story?
I was already the businesswoman prior to sharing my story. So I've had hair salons, weight loss companies, car, brick and mortar businesses is what I've done. Mm-hmm. Once I moved and I had to start something new, I just turned my phone on and started talking about all the complications it is about running a business. Because on Instagram, you always see, you know, buy my course and be a millionaire, you know, in 24 hours. So mm-hmm. Let me tell you how you're going to lose your assets. Let me tell you how someone's going to take, let me tell you all the other stuff. And so my social media page just grew because I would give like real business tips. I was able to speak to more seasoned business owners about if you're trying to merge or you're trying to do this or, you know, how to have two LLCs. And if you have to zig, I kind of gave different information. So my mm-hmm. Instagram page blew up for maybe the first 2 years. It was just growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And then I said, instead of me just posting things about what other people are going through and maybe in the comments saying something, I said, I'm going to put myself out there mm-hmm. because people don't think that someone like me who's smart, who's educated, I don't need a man for any money. How did I get stuck? But I had to first go through therapy and like kind of heal and realize, girl, how did you get here? Because I had to really, how did I get here? And then once I understood how I got there, I released one video and I kind of on the screen told my story and that video went viral. Mm. And so that's when I got like a really big response from women. And so I started the Adjust Your Crown organization that helps women learn how to start businesses with no money. So whatever you know, let's get an ebook out, let's get a course out, because you just need money for that security deposit. You just need money to help with these attorney fees. Mm-hmm. You just need money to kind of, you know, have your kids somewhere safe. Because when you're trying to leave, the hardest part is leaving is, where am I going?
Where am I going? Where am I going? Sharing your story, there are so many people, men and women, and it doesn't even have to be as violent as maybe domestic violence. It could just be, I lost a job and I was unable to recover, or I had a divorce. And people who are really embarrassed about things that they have gone through and they're struggling to speak on it, and they don't want to speak on it because they feel like if they do, it makes them appear as though they've lost power or they've lost leverage. How did you deal with putting your story out there and not worrying about the judgment that would come with it?
People are going to talk about you regardless. Mm-hmm. So if you are my target audience, you're going to vibe with me. If you're not, then you're not. But in what I talk about in business, I always say, if you haven't thought about filing bankruptcy, then you've never been in business.
Man, say that one more time.
If you've never thought about filing bankruptcy, you've never been in business. If you are a married couple and that divorce, and I'm not talking about toxic, just being two healthy married people, mm-hmm. if you are working together in business and that D word has not just crossed your mind, like I talk about the real in business. So you will file bankruptcy. You will close a business. You will have a business partner take money from you. Mm-hmm. You will have these things. It's just business. Just learn the lessons from that experience. And when you start your next business, you now know everything of what not to do.
Mm-hmm. People will hear this and they'll say, well, no, because if you're really making money, then why would you ever need to file bankruptcy?
it's not about making money. Maybe I'm making money, but I took on too much debt. I may have taken out some loans, and maybe the interest on those loans and what I'm making, it doesn't make sense for me to carry this debt. Maybe my industry changed. For example, if I'm in transportation and gas prices hike, well, now I was making money, but due to the gas being double what it is, now I'm bleeding. Do I have enough cash reserve to carry that bleed for 6 months to a year, however long these gas prices are? Or do I want to go ahead and dump that debt, keep my cash flow, and then now go start a new business? Mm-hmm. If you have a gym and you're in California or New York that shut down during COVID, well, can you continue to pay your bills with no income coming in? What if you got sick? What if you had a great business, but you got sick or your manager got sick? Maybe they're battling cancer. You know, for 6 months, maybe the industry changed. Maybe it was, there are 1,001 reasons why you would file bankruptcy. It's to get rid of the debt. It doesn't mean that you're not a good business owner. It's a business move to get out of that debt, to go on and do something else, to restructure. But it's just business.
Which is why so many wealthy people do it, and, exactly. And really, really wealthy people do this, and the uninformed mind would say, oh, they lost everything. I know that right now, like especially in our community, people have wondered for years, like how did 50 Cent bounce back from these bankruptcies that he's filed? And it's potentially for reasons like what you just said.
Correct.
Offloading some debt.
Correct.
Redistributing his finances.
Correct. Yeah. And so when you don't have that debt on you and you still have your cash flow, now you're going to do this. The business principles are the same, mm-hmm. But maybe you just, once I offload that debt, now I can now go do something else or restructure my business to where I can now make more money.
Joy, there's so many strategies to building business. So many strategies to preserving wealth. How do you know this stuff? And then not only how do you know it, but how do you know which strategies are the ones that you're applying to your life?
I have probably been in every situation. So I'm old, okay? So I've been in business for a long time. So I have incurred, I've either had to go through it, or someone that I know in business has had to go through it. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. So just learning all these things, but there is no one step plan for everyone. You have to do what's best for you. So in my challenges and what I'm talking about, I bring on bankruptcy attorneys. Hey, in our community, we think bankruptcy is bad. Bankruptcy is a way to preserve your assets. You need to understand this. Like, do you have a trust? You know, a trust can help you pass down your assets without, you know, mama, cousin, everyone fighting over them and paying attorney's fees and probate court. And now we done swindled the ass. There's different things that you just need to know. So I just try to share different things to kind of let people understand, hey, I may need to look more into this. I may need to look more into that. But I have been through almost every single thing in business.
So basically, you're just leveraging your knowledge, your education-based, not textbook knowledge, with your actual experiences.
Correct.
And then you stay in the lane of the things that you've actually experienced so you can educate very well.
And then if it's not my lane, I will point you to who you need to go to for that.
Okay. So not only are you a business attorney, but you're also a serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
Right now, what other businesses are you involved in?
Right now, I am doing... just my online platform. So I have a business community where I help entrepreneurs start and grow their business. I have business coaching. I have webinars and courses. And then I've started my women's group for, you know, leaving a domestic violent relationship.
I've seen online that you help businesses structure their businesses to get their business to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
To get your business to the bank, number one, you got to have the proper business structure. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we just out here with the DBA.
Okay, let's talk about that because everybody has an LLC and they're a sole proprietor.
Okay.
So let's talk about business structure for a little bit. I know that it's different based on everybody's scenario, but when you're teaching about business structure, can you give us some strategies maybe to think about when choosing our own?
So you want to have either an LLC or a corporation. Those are going to be your two choices. An LLC is just easier to maintain because you don't have to have annual meetings, minutes, all that good stuff. But it's not just forming the LLC, it's running it like it's Walmart, meaning you have to follow the corporate formalities. So you got to file your annual report to make sure that the LLC is active. You want to make sure you have an operating agreement. You want to make sure you have a business bank account, and we're not commingling funds. So we're not swiping the business card for these nails, lashes, bundles. We're not at the hookah bar if it's not a business expense. Like, we're running it like it's Walmart, and that all the money is hitting the business bank account. You know, sometimes in our community, we got money in the mattress.
Girl,
we got money,
that money
everywhere.
Is in the Cash App. It's in the Apple Pay.
That's not where it needs to be. It needs to be. You need to have a POS system, a point of sale system, where you are actually having invoices, you're taking credit card payment, all the money's hitting the business bank account.
But can you talk about why that's so important? Because one would believe now, first of all, so I'm a business coach. Mm-hmm. And what I find with newer entrepreneurs is that they really just don't understand why all their money can't go into their personal account because it's their money. That's what they're using to pay their rent, buy their clothes, their groceries, and pay their business expenses. But can you tell us why it's so important to separate?
I sure can. So it's important to separate it because you want to have the asset protection that an LLC gives you. So when you are starting your business probably has nothing. Mm-hmm. But you have a house, you have a car, you have money in the bank. Mm-hmm. So when you have assets, and you form your LLC, you separate you from your business.
Okay, hold on. When you have assets, I got to do it the way Joy did it. When you have assets,
yes.
And you form your LLC,
yes.
You separate you from the business.
Correct.
You separate your assets
from the business.
So then if the business gets in trouble,
you don't lose your assets.
Y'all missed what she did. Run it back, Joy.
So this is you. This is your business.
Okay.
And you have assets. So if your business gets sued, if you have a contract dispute, someone falls and slips and breaks their neck, you'll lose the business, but you won't lose your personal assets.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's what forming the LLC does. Now, after we form it, now we got to run the LLC. Mm-hmm. So when you put your money in your Cash App, when you are putting when you're collecting business funds in Apple Pay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're not running it like it's Walmart. You're not following the corporate formality. So yes, you formed it, but if you were to get sued, they can say, we're going to disregard your LLC. We're going to act like you don't have an LLC because you weren't running it like it's Walmart. Mm-hmm. So now our assets are still exposed and we can lose them.
But Joy, somebody's going to say, I am just a confidence coach. I meet with people on Zoom calls and I help them to reestablish their confidence. I don't need to do all of that.
And what I'm going to say is it is grimy out here in these business streets. Mm-hmm. Eat or get eaten, killed or be killed. People are always trying to come up. And there are so many coaches that are getting sued, wanting refunds for, well, yeah, I took the course, but I just want my money back. Everyone out here in business, all your clients are not great clients. These people are here are not with integrity. I've had a client, person that took the course, gone, got all the systems, all the procedures, all the vendors. And then you know what? I just want my money back. So now you got a charge, or now you got a lawsuit. Now, once you get hit with a lawsuit, you're, oh my gosh, this person is just, and then now they're going to look at your corporate documents. Do you have an operating agreement? You don't. That LLC goes away. Mm. Is your LLC active? Oh, you didn't file your annual report. Now you don't have an LLC. Oh, let's look at the business bank account. Oh, you have Walmart. We got nail. Oh, so now your money in your personal account, your house, your car. Now you're looking at losing that, not because you did anything wrong, but because you didn't run it like it was Walmart. Mm.
And could it work also if you as a business owner wants to sue a previous client or customer?
You would be suing them, whoever it's whatever was on that contract. So if they signed that contract personally, and then you sue them personally, well, then yes, you can get whatever are their personal assets. That's why you shouldn't have anything in your name personally.
That's why you shouldn't have anything in your name personally. Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay.
What do you mean?
So if you are a successful person, mm-hmm. Okay, so you're Donnie, mm-hmm. You probably have money in your personal bank account. You probably own some assets. Mm-hmm. People know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to bump into someone driving your car, the person's probably going to fall out because they know who you are. Ooh, my neck, my back. If a little Ford Escort, you know, 2009 hits you, you're not even worried about them, right? But if a semi-diesel truck comes and barely bumps you, you're going to fall out. So you represent the semi-diesel.
Okay.
So one, if you were to maybe run and hit someone, you were to get sued, and you got sued for more than what your insurance coverage has, now they can come after whatever you own. If you were to be sued in your personal capacity, so if you signed a contract as Donnie, not Donnie, the CEO of blah, 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 and you were to lose, anything in your name is now up for grabs. So you can use a trust, you can use a holding company to kind of put your assets away. So if you were to get sued, you don't owe anything, you don't lose anything.
Is this what you do in your business?
Yes.
This is the organizational structure. Okay. So does this apply? So would it be fair to say, or smart or strategic? I don't know what word applies, but is it strategic for someone to create an LLC just for that type of protection? Just a regular person who works a 9-to-5 and they're never really going to work in the business, can they still be protected by putting their assets? Well, I guess a trust would apply then.
Well, I will call that a holding company, and I teach on that. So you can put your assets in an LLC. You can have a holding company. So the holding company will own your cars, your home, your vacation home, whatever trademarks, whatever assets you have. You'll just lease those assets to you to be able to use. So every single month, you'll pay your holding company a lease fee to be able to use the car, the house, whatever asset it is that you're using. So if you were to get sued, nothing is in your name. But once again, the corporate formalities of that holding company or that LLC have to be followed. Mm-hmm. So it has to be an active LLC. Mm-hmm. You can't just not file your annual report. So things like that. But yes, that's called asset protection.
Yeah. I remember the first vehicle that I ever put in my business name. It was not an easy process. Like, I had to try for years to get approved for my business to be put in for my vehicle to be put in my business name. Mercedes, maybe because it's them and they play a different ball game. Mm-hmm. Is that maybe what it is? Because it was hard. I know some people who have gone to, like, maybe is it Allied Financial?
Yes.
Or places like that, and they get their cars put in their business name easily. But I know that sometimes the reason that, like, we hear the information, we know it, we don't do it because the process is just so hard. What do you, like, do you counsel people on that?
I break down the actual process of what they have to actually go through.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm talking about assets, I'm talking about things that we own outright.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're financing a car with Mercedes and you were to get sued, Mercedes would interject like, hey, she don't own that car. Yeah, it's ours. Okay.
Okay.
So if you have a mortgage on your home, the mortgage will, hey, you know, Bank of America still owns this bad boy. You know, don't worry about this house right here.
Mm-hmm.
But those who own land outright, who own property outright, those were the kind of things that would be put in a holding company.
Okay.
Now, as far as going and establishing business credit, that is a process. It is not just open your LLC and get the car tomorrow. That's not how it's going
to
happen.
Because I need them to stop teaching that.
But that's the clickbait. These banks are guaranteed to give you $50,000. No, they're not.
Y'all, look, I have real good credit, real good credit. And they don't be giving it to me a lot of times, all right? There's so many, you have to answer the questions the right way.
Exactly.
On their application.
Exactly.
And you have to know all these things. But I believe it's very, very dangerous to put out into the community, like, all you have to do is. I have just become very leery of that, of any information followed or preceded by all you have to do is.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's never really.
It's never.
Mm-mm, it's never really that easy.
No. And so it's an exception to the rule and 1, 2, 3, but not that it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to teach the real. So, you know, you want to establish business credit, great. It's going to take you about 6 to 9 months, you know what I'm saying, to be able to actually get to where you're wanting to get. But here's the process.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also help entrepreneurs secure business funding.
Correct.
Let's talk about that.
I am a firm believer of cash flow is king in your business. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times business owners will go and empty out their 401k. Max out their credit cards, right? getting their business started, not really knowing all what they need for their business. And then now we have all this debt. Mm. And just because you open your business, the money's not just coming in. Mm-hmm. So business grants are a great way to get capital into your business that you don't have to apply for. So before you go drain all these resources and before you go buy all these green shirts for your boutique and the orange skirt sells, not the green shirt. So now when it's time to get some more orange skirts, you don't have any money. Why don't you start applying for business grants? Mm-hmm. Business grants are so, I'm not going to say that they're so simple. They are simple to apply for, but there is a low barrier to entry. We don't need financials. You don't have to have a tax return. You don't have to have X amount of revenue in the bank. So I have a business grant bundle, and I have a course that teaches you how to actually fill out the applications yourself mm-hmm. so that you can now get funding for your business that there is going to be no note due on the first. Because when you get all that debt, that adds the monkeys to your neck. That's mm-hmm. stress because, you know, I don't have enough money for payroll and this note is due. Yeah. Now your credit is being, you know, now your credit is bad because you didn't pay the note on time because you didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. And starting a business itself is stressful. So I also teach about how to get debt-free money so it doesn't affect your cash flow.
Mm. Starting a business itself is stressful.
Yes.
You said a word there. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges that you're dealing with today in your business?
Well, the bigger the level, the bigger the devil.
Okay.
So my Instagram page has grown from 12,000 to 500,000 in 2 years.
Wow. Tell me the cheat code.
And you're going to be like, whatever. The cheat code is God.
The cheat code is God.
That increase is God. Now, I do. I give good content. I have a branded social media. I give meat. So if you're on my page, you don't have to book. You can learn everything you need to learn by just looking on my Instagram page. I mm-hmm. give a lot of free content. Okay. Now my paid content is way more, but you're going to learn. You'll be able to learn from my free content. Mm-hmm. But with that growth comes the other stuff. There's mm-hmm. always a burden with a blessing. So my Instagram page has been taken down 3 times now in the last 45 days.
3 times. You got me beat, girl. My page, I'm not even going to speak on my experience with hacks because I feel like I'd be speaking this stuff into existence. But why? How? Do you know who's doing this? Is this like intentional?
They see that you have a large following and they know that you make money off your following. So for me, I get all these violations that I'm impersonating Joy Hunt. And I am Joy Hunt. And so because Instagram runs on AI and bots, like there is no person you can call and be like, hey, this is me, you know. And so my page get taken down and then they want you to pay them to get the page taken back, to get the page put back
up. The hacker wants you to pay them. Have you paid the hackers? Joy.
And got the page put back up.
How much do hackers charge to give you back their pay, give you back your pay?
I have paid $12,000.
No, girl.
This month.
What do you mean? I will start straight over from scratch and it will be God who rebuilds it. You paid $12,000 to get
I've paid $5,000. Mm-hmm. Then it got taken down again. So I went somewhere else.
Are these the same people doing it?
They're okay. Of course, they're acting like they're not doing it. Okay. But all of a sudden, like, first of all, I'm not Beyonce. I'm nobody. Like, how'd you even come sniffing my way?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got referred to this person by another person who's on the online space. Oh, they got my page back. Okay. So I get my page back and then they're giving me this guarantee it's never going to come back down. And then my page gets taken down again. Well, no, I'm not going to pay you again because I paid you last time and my page got taken down. So I went somewhere else, another referral. And then I feel like they got mad that I didn't go back to them. Mm. So my page got taken down for a third time. But you're going to say, I wouldn't pay that money. But once again, it's called business, right? I am in the process of running a challenge. I'm in a process of having a lot of things that I'm doing on my social media page. So I need my social media page. I don't have time to now go start over from scratch and rebuild because I've already paid other things that are in fruition to happen for this July and August. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Am I a sucker?
It's the cost of doing
whatever
business.
You want to call it. Is I need my page up for these next 2 months for what I'm doing.
For these next 2 months, y'all leave me alone. All right, leave her alone at least for the next 90 days. Let's get that covered.
Listen, please and thank you.
I know the heartbreak that comes with losing your social media. I lost my page in 2020, and I had hackers, you know, threatening and all that stuff and wanting money, and I just said, let it be what it is. Mm-hmm. And I started over. I just started over.
Really?
Yeah. I just started over because I didn't have all those things going on that you had going on. And I was determined to just rebuild. And at that point, I kind of went through a mindset of if it's meant to be, it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the urgency. You've got like active projects in the works right now that mm-hmm. your community needs to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these and you have two-factor authentication. You're verified.
They're not breaking in. So when I say hacker, they're not breaking into my account. So they don't know my password. I'm getting they have bots or they're saying that I'm pretending to be Joy Hunt. So once you get so many community violations, Instagram takes you down.
Listen, one of the most frustrating things that I deal with almost weekly is someone sending me a page that's impersonating me. And then I report the page and then get that notification from Instagram that says, we've not found any violations from this account. I'm like, they're saying they're me and I'm the only me there is.
Right.
That is so frustrating in business. Do you have a process or a plan like in the event that social media, like it, say it happens again and you don't get it back. What's your plan?
So when I lost my page the second time, I said, Joy, God's trying to show you something. So I don't need to be relying on just social media for my income. So that's what made me start building out my community, you know, building, really sending out emails now. I need to now do a better job of expanding what social media I'm on. So I'm over here on the TikToking, you know, I'm over here now on Facebook. So it's like, let me expand where I am, not just try to be on one social media page.
Yeah.
And let me, you know, build up my community, you know, build up my email list. Like, let me kind of, okay, God's saying, like, oh, let me go ahead and do other things.
Yeah.
Because what if Instagram just got shut down?
What if?
You know, so forget the hacker. So it's like, okay, guys, like Joy, you got too many eggs in this batch. You need to readjust.
That was the lesson for me when it happened in the most major way in 2020. But because of the way that I was hacked, when I refused to comply, whoever hacked me started to put up like all kinds of child pornography and things on my old page. And at that time I had my Instagram and my Facebook connected and they were doing that on Facebook, which got everything shut down. So as a result now, they've allowed me to create another profile, which are the profiles that I use today, but I have not been able to ever run ads since I've been, I've not ever ran an ad, like ever on Meta. I can't run any Facebook ads, any Instagram. I have been permanently banned. And let me tell you something about these people who work up there. I remember I was just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And this is before it's Meta. And I'm emailing and I'm sending like, what verification do you need from me? I can send you a bank statement and a lease and
right.
a mortgage statement and all these things. And finally, someone responded because for a little while, you'll just get the bots.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you play around and use the keyword, it'll go to keywords. It goes to a person. And finally, someone after my final appeal said, there's no need to ask again. This is permanently done. Like that was the response. And I said, okay, so here we go. But like you, I'm a serial entrepreneur and I've owned brick and mortar businesses and I know how to build. So I wasn't afraid of the rebuild. It was more of an inconvenience mm-hmm. than anything else. I went straight to my email list. I went straight to my text messages. I started a new page, started collaborating
right.
with other people who had my audience. And we just rebuilt it, but it certainly is a nuisance. Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news, you absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside. But it is, you said something great. Like sometimes it is God saying,
correct,
figure something else out.
Correct.
Because we don't own these platforms.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So I was like, God's showing me something here. Okay. So let me do my own little restructuring, mm-hmm, and let me kind of get a whole new game plan. Thank you, God. Got it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important. It's so important to build your community. Even if you have an online community,
correct,
it's important to build it off social media.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Both offline, because anything can happen to a website.
Correct.
Even if you own your domain, something, correct, can happen to your website and information gets lost and there's no explanation for it. But most importantly, if there's anything that an entrepreneur can take from this part of the conversation, is build your own online presence on a platform that you have some ownership and control over.
Correct.
Yeah, so I immediately, like, all of my groups that I had on social media, I moved all those things.
Right, yeah, right.
To something else.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. Are you operating your business differently now that you've experienced this hack?
Correct. Very differently. Mm-hmm. So I'm more in my community, doing more content in my emails.
Okay.
Going on other platforms. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, like I had like almost 50,000 followers on TikTok. I'm like, oh, TikTok, y'all been riding with me. Let me, because I'll have my assistant just post my Instagram content, yeah, on all the other platforms. But now I'm going live on them. Like, well, let me go talk to all the people,
yeah,
right?
Girl, I haven't even logged into TikTok. I don't know how to use TikTok.
It's hard. I still don't know how to use.
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'm speaking my age right now, but TikTok, I'm on there like, okay, I'm over it. Right. I don't know how to use it. I don't know. I get these notifications. I don't know how to find them.
Exactly.
And I don't know. It's so fun for everybody else. But to me, it's stressful. TikTok is not fun for me. And maybe because I really am on social media for business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the casual stroll for me. I should be doing something else with my time, like reading books.
Right.
Speaking of, how committed are you to personal development?
Very committed. Very committed, because you have to always be growing. Always be growing. Mm-hmm. Always becoming. Like, once you hit one milestone, you now got to, you know, go to the next milestone.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been in discovering who is Joy.
Mm. Let's talk about that.
Who is Joy?
Who are you?
Who is Joy?
First of all, what brought you to the place where you felt like, I don't know myself and I need to discover who I am?
When I ran out the dealership because a man I was married to
that could be a shot at moment. Me.
And yes. As I'm running down the freeway, I just said to myself, like, how did I get here? Because in order for that to happen, you don't have any respect for me. Right. But I don't believe in pointing the finger. The finger needs to go right here. How did I miss so many signs that this person wasn't respecting me? Or better yet phrased, how did I allow myself to be in the presence of someone who wasn't respecting me? Mm-hmm. So I had to do a real deep dive, and I'm still diving, on learning what boundaries are. You know, boundaries aren't for the person, they're for you. Mm-hmm. That's good. Where was I, like, how was I in this relationship where I wasn't being treated like a princess? I wasn't being treated how I should have been. And I keep saying, you need to do boom, 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 but I'm never leaving when it's not being done. I keep waiting on the person to change versus me saying, well, Joy, this person's not doing what you need them to do, so you just need to leave.
Yeah.
So I had to, once I left, I was very broken. I was drained. I was tired. It was 1,000 things. And I was like, I don't ever want to feel like this again. So who am I? Because mm-hmm. I'm no longer married. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to be a power couple. So all my dreams and aspirations of what my life was are now gone.
Yeah.
So now it's time for my new normal. What do I want that to be?
What do you want it to be?
Well, number one, I want to be like a really good mom. So I was more of a boss mom before.
What does that mean?
I worked a lot.
Okay.
I would say I was more of the breadwinner. Yes, we worked together, but I did more of the work. So I may have picked my son up from school 3 times in 4 years. I've always had help. I'm a part-time mom. I'm a work. I'm making the money. And then I'm going to come home for a little bit and, you know, be mom. So this go around, so you know what? I'm going to plan my work around being a mom. Because number one, I'm a single mom. Okay, I don't have a nanny out here. You know, mm-hmm. it's just me and Deuce. And I want, these family dynamics are just everywhere right now.
Yeah.
So I need to be the constant person. I need to emotionally get myself together because I need to now, I'm going through a divorce with a toxic sociopath. I am suing my own business. So I need to have my head together.
You're suing your own business.
In a sense, yes.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean? Okay. So we have a dealership.
So you guys, with your ex-husband, correct. You have a business together.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now this makes more sense. But you're suing your own, you're suing your business. What does that mean? Still.
What that means is I'm now trying to dissolve the business.
Got you. So do you have to sue the business to dissolve a business?
When the other person acts like it's not your business, yes, you do. Mm. And the biggest thing I had to overcome was the resentment because I'm a very calculated person. So I'm not going to mess up the money. I don't need child support. I don't need spousal support. I don't want to touch the business. Just have the business pay my bills at this house over here. You do your thing. And let's keep everything the same because my son is supposed to run the business. Like, he's been doing videos. Hey, I'm Lil Hollywood. And no. Since he's been like 6, right, at the dealership. And so I'm thinking we're going to have just a normal divorce because people get divorced all day long. It's not that big of a deal. I didn't know you were going to take all the money and say that I can leave, but leave with zero. So there's no way he's going to mess with the dealers. Like, we're not going to just mess with this money. Mm-hmm. We are going to mess with the money. So now I see that you're stealing from the business. You're hiding assets from the business. And so this has been going on for 3 years. And for the first year, I am screaming like, well, the judge just... And I kept getting ignored. But see, that's how God works. Mm-hmm. Because they have stolen for so long that now we're finally in court where things are turning around. And okay. The assets are, hey, the DMV reports that these many cars were sold, but you only, you know, it's all in God's timing, right? Mm-hmm. But when I was when I had first moved to Orlando, working on Who is Joy, I had to let old Joy go.
Mm.
See, a lot of times we hold on to who we were and what we had and blah, blah, blah. Just keep focus on, if God closed that door, he closed it for a reason.
For a reason every single time.
And if God closed that door, there's a bigger door up the street. Mm-hmm. You got to just go up the street. But you can't be worried about if this person gets what he, let all that stuff go. So I just started saying, who do I want to be now? What are my hobbies? What do I like? I had to rediscover who I was because for so long, I was not investing in joy.
Isn't it, even though this discovery phase is brought about for many people by some sort of trauma,
mm-hmm.
Or negative experience, like we go into this deep reflection and discovery something bad has happened, right? But once you get past that part, isn't it fun so to start good. Learning yourself all over again? What have you discovered recently about yourself that you didn't know prior to being put in this situation to having to go search for yourself?
Number one, I love golf.
You love golf?
I love golf.
Really?
I used to golf. I golfed all in elementary school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my dad was like, you're going to be the first black girl on the LPGA. So as a kid, it was me, Randy, my brother, and Tiger Woods. We were the only little black kids in L.A. that was golfing, right? But I just didn't like it. And so I just never picked it up. Just picked up some clubs, just playing around. Did a couple golf tournaments, found some great girlfriends. And I literally love to golf.
Mm.
I don't really watch TV. I used to be an avid, like every reality show, I don't really watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I believe now in making sure that myself is all together. I really just went back to who I was before I got married. So I don't leave the house without at least looking like something. Get my little lip gloss on, earring, you know. I like who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I like this joy. I'm excited about every single day. Like I'm like, God, I can make money from my home.
Yeah.
I can make money and still be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and having my son seem, okay, dude, so I'm on a call. Like this call is to buy these Roblox. I need you to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so important for me just to become, I've had to always downplay myself to be accepted into certain circles. I can't just be joy. Mm-hmm. So this go around, I said, I'm going to just be joy.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, you're going to just choke on it. We ain't got to be it, but I'm going to be joy. But God has put people around me that like joy, that like all of joy. They aren't intimidated by the shine, you know, because mm-hmm. Nike not worried about Reebok. Like whatever you got going on is not going to hinder what I have going on. Let's just collab and, you know, have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
But I've met some great girlfriends. I am, every day I wake up like, thank you, God. I literally love my life. I love my life.
Is having girlfriends closely connected to you something that's new and recent for you?
What's going on, family? Whether it's your social network or your wireless network, these connections go a long way for your business. Thankfully, with AT&T Business, you can pick our best wireless plan for your small business and offer your employees the features they need. We talk a lot about having the right tools to overcome problems. Well, AT&T Business helps you get more done when you need to get things done. For example, your teams can work from almost anywhere with phone to laptop tethering and up to 100 gigabytes of hotspot data on the best AT&T Business wireless plan. Plus, AT&T Business wireless plans include nationwide 5G. That's fast, reliable, and secure. Wherever business takes you, AT&T Business has the best plan with the features you need. Visit att.com/getbizunlimited to learn more. Now, after 100 gigabytes with our AT&T Unlimited Elite plan, hotspot speed is slowed to a max of 128 kbps. 5G requires a compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area, so visit att.com/5G for you for more details.
I've had girlfriends. I mean, I'm in a sorority. I've always had girlfriends, but in a toxic relationship, a person tries to isolate you. So there's he's always throwing a wedge or creating doubt. And so it just makes it complicated to have any kind of friendships outside of that relationship. So I kind of pissed off a lot of relationships, I would say. And so I've been able to rebuild some of those, meet new ones. But I think having a good group of girlfriends is healthy.
You said something a minute ago. You said, I love this woman that I've become, but people like this joy.
Like, people like this joy. And that means so much. What I'm hearing is you're becoming more of who you authentically are anyway. You're not having to hide, because when we're building business, minus the trauma, right? When we're just building business, sometimes we feel like in order to be successful, we have to put on this face.
Correct.
When we are parenting, we feel like in order to be seen as a great parent, we have to put on this face. You know, don't let them see us with a little cocktail in our hand or stuff like that. But then also when you add going through traumatic experiences on top, you put on a different face because you're trying to hide the whole thing. The whole point is you don't ever want to reveal the truth about who you actually are, because if people knew the truth about who you were, they might not like that version of you. But now you are moving into a space where you are becoming more and more of who you authentically are. And the best discovery, the best feeling that I've ever experienced is having the ability to be exactly who I am.
Yes.
And people love it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's incredibly freeing for you. You walk around with a different air now.
Yes. And it's like, although you may have gone through a traumatic experience to get to this chapter, I thank God every day. I would not replace anything. I wouldn't want to change anything. I wouldn't want to redo anything. I am glad that I experienced everything that I've gone through, because I wouldn't be here if I hadn't gone through those things. So I always tell people, like, you are you, and that is your superpower. Mm-hmm. So it's like, don't look at any kind of traumatic experience or loss, or I haven't had a winning season in a while. It's all preparing you for what's next.
Yeah. How is this new version of who you're becoming impacting you in business?
I think this is what's made my business just grow. Because when I started, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do everything that I would want to do. I don't have a business partner. I don't have someone telling me when we don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And in all of my businesses, I've never showed my face. I've always been behind the scenes. I've never been like the spokesperson. Well, I don't have any money at the time to have a spokesperson. So I said, I'm going to just come and be me. So I just said, I'm going to be authentically me. I'm a dance. I can be sophisticated. I can be at a Jeezy concert. I can go everywhere. So in my reels, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of this. I'm going to have a little bit of that. And just being me is, I think, what really helped grow my page and grow my success, because it's like, oh, this girl is just, she's just real.
Yeah.
She's just who she is. And it's like, this season right now, I am authentically joy.
I love that for you so much.
Thank you.
I tell people all the time, because, you know, we get asked, well, what's the cheat code? What's this? What's that? And full transparency exists because I strongly believe in being your transparent and authentic self. If you want any level of success, enjoy. What I've learned over the years is I don't want it if I can't be me.
Correct.
I just don't even want it. If it requires me to shrink myself, if it requires me to do things that I wouldn't ordinarily do, if it requires me to sit in environments that I don't think are useful or beneficial to me, I don't even want it.
Correct.
So it's more of a job to build the business and to create a level of success when you are also working the job of being somebody else.
Like, correct.
Who wants to wake up in character?
Exactly.
Every single day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Every single day. So it's one of the most freeing things that I've experienced. So you've mentioned a little bit before we started the episode, we both shared that we're single women.
Yes.
Yes. Are you in a space right now where you're finding it, like, not even interesting to be dating right now? Or are you open to getting out there and tapping into the dating pool?
You know, I'm fabulous. So of course I'm open. This is how I look at it. The relationship I was in, that wasn't my true marriage.
The relationship
I was in,
you were in, that wasn't my true marriage.
That wasn't my true husband. Let me tell you.
It was, that didn't happen. That never happened.
So it's like, I did not want to be that bitter Betty. Well, he did this. And so I was like, you know what? that was just a relationship I had to have my son, who was like the most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. Now I am going to go find my, well, no, I'm not going to go find. Now my husband will find me. So yes, I am open to dating. I am open to, you know, seeing what's out there, you know, but going through what I went through, I know everything what I don't want.
And what's that?
I don't, I need a masculine. I know.
Or what do you want?
I need a masculine man.
Mm-hmm.
A masculine man with masculine energy, a protector and a provider, not just someone who has money, right? Someone who's going to protect my peace, someone who's going to take the groceries out of the car, someone who's going to hold my hand. Like, I know exactly what it is that I want. Someone who can communicate, someone who, when he gets mad, have you ever seen that meme where it'd be a couple mad, but you know, he's mad, he's still opening like a jar for her. Like, I just, I want a healthy relationship.
Yeah. He comes in. That's the cutest little meme where they're mm-hmm. upset, but he comes in and gently takes the jar of
correct.
Pickles and opens
correct.
It and gives it back to her and goes on about
correct.
His business.
Correct.
Somebody who knows how to communicate and
yes.
still be responsible for the things that they're responsible for when they're upset or when they're happy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Someone who wants to lead with more than just money. Mm. Chivalry, respect, integrity.
Mm-hmm. Have you been dating yet so far, or are you just newly open to it?
I have stepped into the dating world, you know?
Oh.
So I do not have a boyfriend, but
okay.
I have gone on dates. I have met some nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God's going to have to bring, God's going to sit right here and be like, girl, this is the one.
This is
the one, sis. I'm like, okay. But I am seeing what is out there. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not on any dating apps, you know.
Why are you not on the dating apps? It's so much fun. Y'all know, I love the dating apps.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I can't say I've never gone on a date from a dating app because I've been on maybe two, maybe three.
Okay.
I don't know. But I love going on the dating apps and reading bios because it's a reminder or it's clarity of like, oh, okay. No, don't want that. No, couldn't do that. Oh my God. Are they saying this out here? I feel like it's like the prep work.
Okay.
For the guy that I believe that I am. I believe that I already. Oh God. Can I say that? I don't know. Some days I feel like I already am connected to my husband in some kind of way. We just hadn't revealed that to each other.
Okay.
But I am open, you know, to meeting other people. But the dating apps for me, it's like people watching.
Okay.
Girl, get on that dating app and just scroll through and you will see the type of men that's available. I had a girlfriend tell me, though, the other day, and she could be right. She's like, you see the type of men that's available, but you don't see the type of men that you actually want. There are some outstanding people on dating apps. I am just really shy, and it's hard
really?
For me to move off of the app into a date.
Really?
Girl, the moment they ask for my number, like, it's all good if we're just messaging back and forth, but the moment they ask for my number, I'd be like,
crickets.
I will disappear so fast. I just, the conversation for me stops. Or I'll say, well, can we just talk here for a little while longer?
What's the difference in a text message and the app?
Well, because I know that the text message is going to turn into a phone call. And then the phone call is going to turn into a FaceTime request because, you know, they want to verify that you are who
right.
you are. And then the FaceTime request, once you're verified, is going to turn into like, let's go out.
But you're on the dating app today.
Anxiety to a whole other level. I'm on the dating app today and I'd be scared to date. What is that about?
You're on the dating app, but you don't want them to get off the app to the phone, to the
Here's
FaceTime,
the way I see it.
To the dinner, to the great eat.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening to the I found my forever person. You don't want to go there.
I do.
So you don't want to date.
I do want to date. Why would you attack me? I do want to date. I want to date. I believe there's a couple of things that happen.
Okay.
Number one, if you show up as a man that I want to date, we gonna date.
Okay. Okay.
Sometimes I match with people who are just interesting.
Okay.
You present interesting, but I don't know if I want to date
you.
Okay,
gotcha.
Right? But if I want to date you, be clear.
Okay.
We gonna date.
Okay.
Right? The other thing is I have this semi-fear, if that's a thing, about dating strangers. Mm. Especially strangers off the internet.
Okay.
Because there's no validation as to who these people are.
True.
And you hear so many stories on social media, on the news, and all these different places. It's just like, I don't want to end up being that girl. So I would rather, like, if we met on a dating app, let's connect maybe on social. Let's take the time to get to know each other. Let me observe how people communicate with you.
Gotcha.
Like, that there's some real life people who are, you know, like, celebrating you, speaking to you, cheering you on. I kind of want to see those things.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. How do you prefer to meet
men? That's why I'm not on the dating app.
Okay.
I don't want to just meet a stranger.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like God is going to walk my little booski to me.
Really?
If I'm in Walmart, if I'm at the mall, he's just going to make us.
You be in Walmart.
I love Walmart. I am a Wally Wall girl. Yes. I am not Target. I am a Walmart girl.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Joy, we can't hang out. I was going to invite you out. Mm. I can't, like, do a little toiletry shopping. I can't be in Walmart. I do not like, it's just a mess. Stuff is everywhere. I'm more of a Target girl.
Oh.
I love me some Tarjay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's organized. The lines move along expeditiously. There's people who are checking you out at the registers.
you sound like my mother. I don't work here. I'm not doing self-checkout.
Absolutely not. When my price isn't right,
right,
I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? So I prefer Target. You're doing some incredible things, and it's been outstanding to learn more about you. It's crazy because I've seen you on the internet. Like, we have similar internet friends,
okay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you, and you're always so poised and so polished. But I love this platform so much because it gives me the opportunity to get to really know people. And I believe that entrepreneurs need to see this version of you and this version of me because it's the version that they're currently in right now.
Correct. Correct.
And they need to know.
Correct.
That it gets better.
It does.
Yeah, it gets better. But more than that, you're working with a group of entrepreneurs soon.
I am.
Tell me about that.
I am doing a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically get your business to the bank. Get your business to the bank. So everything you need for business structure, for protecting your assets, for getting business funding that's only in the business EIN, so winning business grants or establishing business credit, but more importantly, marketing, how to go and get your client and bring them to your brick and mortar or to your website. Because I think the biggest component after business structure is marketing. A lot of people, they just think holding up this bottle or just saying, like, that's not marketing. You have to actually show the problem. Mm-hmm. That someone has, that's mm-hmm. what's going to get their ear, and then how you are the solution. So I'm doing a challenge to kind of help business owners get their business to the bank.
Mm. And we won't state a date because whenever you watch this, I'm sure there's going to be a challenge, right? but I'll let everybody click the link wherever okay. they are watching this to find out more about the challenge. But who's a good fit for this challenge? Do you only serve women or do you serve women and men?
No, I serve women and men. I serve new entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I serve seasoned entrepreneurs. So if you're in that business, if you're a serious business entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear, you know, I don't have my LLC and I want to, if you're just thinking about doing business, I'm not the one for you, because I kind of shoot it straight, right? Mm-hmm. Straight, no chaser. But if you are in business, I'm going to either help you in the beginning phase of structuring, or if you're more seasoned and we have a couple of hiccups, I can help you zig and zag to kind of get a game plan as to how to get out of that hiccup and then keep on growing.
Mm-hmm. So the emphasis on this is really to get a great understanding on funding and marketing.
And structure, correct.
And structure. So marketing, because we didn't talk a whole lot about marketing. What are some of the strategies that you share in terms of marketing business?
Don't look at yourself as selling. Look at yourself as solving a problem. Mm. So whatever is the product or service that you are providing, what problem are you solving? Mm-hmm. And then if you lead with the problems that you solve, you're going to find your target audience. Then once you lead with the problems that you solve and you find your target audience, now you know who your target audience is. Now go be exactly where they are. And then now we get an influx mm-hmm. of sales. Mm-hmm. So when I first started my law practice, 2005, 2006, entrepreneurship wasn't it. Mm-hmm. Everyone had that six-figure job. So I had left an asset protection law firm, and no one cares about a holding company. And so I was doing criminal law. So where are the criminals? So I would go to the club. I would go to the club, my suit, 3 days a week, and pass out my business card. And I got a lot of clientele. Then I said, well, where are the criminals that can pay me $15,000?
Wait, Joy, yes. I'm screaming on the inside. Mm-hmm. She said, where are the criminals? So I went to the club.
What's happening at the club? DUI? Assault and battery.
Drugs.
I'm right there where my target audience is. You know, back then there was no social media. You had to have a business card. Passing out my card. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the hottest strip club in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I said, can I advertise on the bathroom stall? So I had my picture on the bathroom stalls in the women's bathroom and men's bathroom. What's happening at the strip club? Mm. Prostitution. Mm-hmm. Possession with the intent to distribute. Mm-hmm. My target audience. Mm. So once you know who your target audience is, now we just go put ourselves there. So if I'm selling Joy's Organic Smoothie, I don't need to be worried about the McDonald's target audience. I want that Pilates mm-hmm. studio. I want the whole food. So I need to go put myself where those people are.
Yeah. Instead of trying to change the mind.
Correct.
We don't want McDonald's because you got to uncondition them, right? And then reprogram them. Let's go and put ourselves in front of people who are already subscribed to our thought process.
Exactly.
Yes. I love that so much. That was a major nugget. And I'm sure in the comments, wherever people are watching this, that's going to be the one thing. More than anything that we've discussed, that's going to be the one thing. I don't know if you even realize how big it is. She said, if I'm selling Joy smoothies, I'm not worried about the people who are going to McDonald's. Mm-mm. But the reason why is because the people who are going to McDonald's want a Big Mac and fries.
Correct.
Right?
It's not even a target audience.
It's not the target audience. We're looking for the people who are at Whole Foods, looking for smoothies.
Correct.
Looking for juice. We're looking for people who have gym club memberships.
Correct.
They're at Pilates.
Correct.
They're doing yoga. It's an easier sell because they're already subscribed to the habit.
Correct. Mm. That's the power of knowing your target audience, because then now you know where to market.
Mm, you just fired me up. Like, I literally want to go and study target audiences some more. These conversations excite me so much. It's like the mastermind mm-hmm. I'll have with my friends right now. I feel like that was just something that I would have gotten at a mastermind, like things that you know. But it just brings it back full circle to
right.
you. Because sometimes we can stray away
correct.
From our audience.
Correct.
Or our core values.
Correct.
Or what our message is.
Correct.
Because there are other people who present and we're like, oh, I can help you. And oh, I can help
right.
you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was a good reminder. I thank you
thank
for that.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So understanding your target audience, putting yourself in front of people who need you, leading with the problem. I think you do that very, very well.
Oh, thank you.
How do you understand, how does an entrepreneur understand the problem that they solve in the first place? A lot of people sell features and benefits.
Correct.
But not necessarily solutions.
Correct.
What would you tell that entrepreneur?
No one's buying for the feature. No one's buying because it's the highest quality. You know, it's the Everyone says that, right? Mm-hmm. So when you start advertising with just the features, you're just blah, blah. Everyone else is doing that. This is the number one. Yeah. What is the result that someone's going to be getting? So I ask people, why did you start this? So was there something that was lacking in the industry and you're doing it differently, you're doing it better, you're doing it faster, you're doing it more expensive and more exclusive, you're doing it more affordable, but you have to understand what is the problem that you're solving. Yeah. And the problem doesn't have to be life or death.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Right? Fashion Nova solves. You want $100 for a whole unit for your date night brunch? That's the problem that they're solving. Mm-hmm. So you got to first dig deep, and I do this, you know, with my consultations, and what is the problem? What makes you unique? How do you do this differently? It's your difference that's going to stand out and get that person.
Yeah.
But leading with the problem. Don't just say, okay, if I am Joyce teacher and I'm doing, I have a math workbook I'm selling. I don't want to just talk about I'm a math teacher and I have all these years of experience. My person doesn't care about me. The client could care less about you and what you got going on. Mm-hmm. Talk to their problems. Mm-hmm. Are you at home arguing about if Johnny got one apple and you take two apples away, what's going to go on? Like, because how many parents resonate with my child's just not getting this math?
Yeah.
Especially if a child's gone through any COVID virtual training. Me and my son in third grade, if Johnny has, that was me.
Look.
You got one more time. Johnny got one apple. The same number of chances you got to keep playing with me.
So if you lead with, you know, are you tired of cussing and fussing with your child because he's not getting multiplication?
Yes.
You got my ear.
Yeah.
See, marketing is kind of like a first date. You don't want to get off the app to the text message because the person really didn't wow you. He was cool, mm-hmm. but he didn't wow you. Mm-hmm. Now, if he wowed you, you'd be on that text, on that FaceTime, and at that day on the same day. If he had wowed you.
Yeah.
We're not wowing people with our marketing. So we're not leading with anything. So they're just scrolling. You have to earn them to stop and then listen. And then click your link. All that's earned. But that's not what is being taught. We think just us posing is, baby, they don't want to see you. You know, they don't care about the product. How is your service going to change their life? But speak to the problem, and then I'm the solution.
Speak to the problem, and then I'm the solution.
Correct.
I love that so much. Listen, you guys, you ever been in a situation where you're having a conversation with somebody, and it's like, I don't really buy what you're saying, but I'm listening anyway, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you have those conversations with people telling you things that they know, and you're like, yeah, I'm listening, but I don't believe any of that. when it comes to business structure and formation, when it comes to marketing need to knows for entrepreneurs, and when it comes to acquiring funding for your business, I'm believing you. Believing that you know your stuff, so much so that we never advocate for people to do hard promos here on Full Transparency, because it's more about the journey than it is about what
right,
you offer.
Right.
But you got to let people know how to get this information from you.
Okay. Well, you can follow me on Instagram, Joy Hunt, JOIHUNT_ESQ. Or you can go to my website, The Firm CB Group. So thefirmcbgroup.com.
Love that so much. Joy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And thank you for sharing transparently. For sure. There are going to be so many women and so many men who have been freed by your breakthrough, by you sharing your journey. And that's what Full Transparency is all about, you guys. So thank you.
Thank you
so much. And as usual, to everybody who's watching, please comment in the comments below, wherever you're watching this video, what stood out to you the most about this conversation with Joy Hunt? What did you take from it that you can apply for your life in real time, or to your life in real time? And also, what did you take from it that you can actually apply to your business? And y'all, don't crawl, don't walk, run to learn more about how to structure your business, how to get funding for your business, and how to market your business, because those are by far three of my top fives of why businesses fail every single day. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.